The UN Security Council has relaxed economic sanctions on Iraq to allow a greater flow of trade and civilian goods. Yesterday, by a vote of 15-0, the Council adopted new procedures on sanctions which allow most goods into Iraq. It would raise alarms about goods that could be used by the Iraqi military for weapons of mass destruction. Attention now turns to returning weapons inspectors to Iraq and whether the U.S. will use diplomacy or military force to bring about change in Baghdad. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It's taken the United States a year to convince the UN Security Council to refashion the trade embargo on Iraq. The 12-year-old sanctions have caused much pain for Iraqi civilians but have done little to dislodge Saddam Hussein from power. Other members of the Security Council, especially Russia, wanted the sanctions removed entirely and only reluctantly came around to the U.S. proposal. Now the new approach to let in all goods clearly civilian in nature is designed to alleviate the suffering in Iraq. The focus on blocking military items targets the government in general and Saddam Hussein in particular. The United Nations will still control all the revenue from Iraq's oil exports, which will be used to pay for the goods allowed in. Although there is agreement that this new approach will help ordinary Iraqis, there are many questions about how the UN can prevent prohibited military equipment from slipping into Iraq, says Gary Milholland of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control.
It's going to be easier for Saddam Hussein to sneak in, especially dual-use equipment, that is, equipment that could be used to make either civilian products or military products, under the guise that they're only civilian. It's just in the nature of things. He's never given up his desire to rearm, to make weapons of mass destruction, and so we're going to see more attempts to camouflage imports. With less scrutiny, he's going to succeed more often.
So the focus will shift once again to the issue of arms inspections. There have been no inspectors in Iraq since late 1998. 2 years ago, the Security Council approved a new arms inspection agency for Iraq. The most recent Security Council resolutions on this propose a deal to Baghdad. Let the inspectors in, make a good-faith effort to account for remaining weapons of mass destruction, and the UN will suspend the sanctions altogether. Yesterday, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said this is still the policy of the Bush administration.
That continues to be discussed at the United Nations, and the American position is just as clear as ever, that inspections are a means to an end, and the end is to make certain that Saddam Hussein does exactly what he said he would do when he signed the armistice ending the Persian Gulf War, which is a pledge not to develop weapons of mass destruction.
But some in the administration fear that if the UN and Iraq get into a long negotiation over the scope and practice of weapons inspections, it will become another obstacle to possible military action to destroy Saddam Hussein and his government, a goal the administration is clearly pursuing. So it is not yet clear how aggressively the administration will press for new weapons inspections. David Courtright of the Fourth Freedom Forum in Indiana, which was instrumental in developing the idea of new targeted sanctions, hopes that as the administration realizes the potential dangers of waging war in Iraq, it will come to see the utility of diplomacy to get the inspectors back in.
The weapons inspections that occurred in the 1990s were very successful in dismantling many of Iraq's weapons systems. They didn't get it all, but they achieved considerable success in reducing Iraq's weapons potential. And if, as President Bush suggests, the primary objective is to denuclearize and disarm Iraq, then the best way to do so is to resume these UN weapons inspections.
Still, if the Bush administration doesn't come to see it that way, Gary Milholland argues that the new approach to sanctions could very well gain the United States some supporters, both in the Security Council and in the Arab world, if it comes to military action against Iraq.
What we're doing here is improving the climate in the world for the U.S. position versus Iraq, and it could be that that improved climate will come in handy, at least in the attitude of the administration, on the day when we decide that military action is necessary.
Baghdad continues to refuse access to weapons inspectors. Its ambassador to the U.N. yesterday dismissed the loosened sanctions as new harassment of the Iraqi people. The new sanctions program goes into effect on May 30th. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.